Holden, now yours.
What you put all the time in came back for this year.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, I felt really good about it this week. We're a senior-led football team. We got a lot of fifth-years here. They've been through a lot of stuff, and we've been through a lot of losses versus them, too. You know, we hadn't beat them, and we took that personal, especially with them going to the Big 12 next year. We wanted to send them off the right way. So just proud of the guys, man. We wanted to defend this place. You know, the seniors, like I said, we only had two more games here. We wanted to make them memorable. So just proud of the guys. It's a good team win tonight.
Hell, they know what our barbecue tastes like now.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I hope they have some on the way back on the flight.
On that touchdown you ran for, was that a design draw or did you see something there?
Yeah, it was QB draw. It was RPO. So they zoned it, obviously, because, you know, CJ and Ryan and the guys that we have. Yeah, we were expecting them to kind of zone it there. So they zoned it, and the line did a really good job, and we scored there.
What was that celebration like at the end zone there? Seemed pretty special.
Yeah, it was. It was a special night tonight for sure. Like I said, no one in our locker room had beaten UCF. So, I mean, it was a huge win for the program. We wanted to kind of get this thing back on track. You know, we had a couple of losses that, you know, we felt like we didn't play the best and we should have won. So, getting back on track, you know, adding this win streak. Obviously, we got a huge one next week. It's a good team in Utah. So, excited about that.
Holden, y'all saw a lot of different coverages from UCF. They played zone, they played man. You seemed to almost know what was coming. So, just how much did your preparation help for us?
Yeah, a ton. It comes in a lot. Honestly, you know, ID and the run calls, too, is huge for us tonight. They sent a couple corner blitzes where I saw some tendencies on film on the back side of it, you know, to notify me that a corner blitz was coming. So just little things like that you can pick up on. Maybe it goes from a 2-yard run to a 10-yard run, stuff like that. And obviously in the pass game, I mean, the receivers just created separation all night. And in the zone spots, they found the good zone spots. And then the line just gave us time to go out there and succeed.
Did you ever remember a more complete game, full quarters?
Not in a while. Yeah, I mean, we defense had a ton of turnovers. I don't know how many turnovers they actually had, but we didn't turn the ball over. We ran the ball good. We threw the ball good. So, I mean, yeah, it was definitely a complete win tonight.
You passed Shane Carden for most passing touchdowns in ECU history. Just talk about that.
Yeah, anytime you can – my name's even mentioned with him. It's an honor. So, obviously, he's an all-time great here. So, just blessed to be in that category. And just got to keep working. You know, I mean, my goal is to win these games. You know, I'll look at the records when I'm done with it, when this is all said and done. But, you know, I'm just going to go out there every single week and try to put my team in the best position to win.
You've got one more home game in your career as a Pirate. How's that sinking in right now?
Yeah, I thought about it. You know, we were on the bus all the way over here for the Pirate Walk, and I didn't tear up, but I almost did. You know, just thinking about it, and I'm blessed to, you know, every Pirate Walk I go, and there's fans and there's little kids screaming my name and stuff. But, you know, I got to go see my family, and there's like 30 of them sitting right there. And I'm always late. I'm always the last one. And then the Pirate walk into the locker room because I get to hug all of them. And to be at a place like this, to play in front of your hometown and have your family at every single game, man, there's no other thing that can beat that. And I'm just blessed. I'm cherishing it all, even the away games now. Every time I get to walk in that locker room and go through those doors, and step my feet in that stadium or on that practice field, it's an honor. You know, I'm just trying to leave my legacy and let this team leave our legacy as well.
CJ had, I think, 0 catches last year at UCF. So how much has moving him to the slot, just also what he's done this year, how much has that helped you?
Yeah, it's huge. He's kind of found his role there at the slot. You know, I mean, he had some huge games out wide for us, you know, early in his career, but, you know, he fits in real good there at slot because it creates mismatch problems. And then, I mean, you look over there and on the other side there's a draft pick and Ryan Jones who's creating the same thing. So, I mean, obviously he's playing really well right now. We have a lot of receivers that are playing really well. Just got to keep moving, you know, keep mashing people up front. You know, that's where it starts, and running the ball good, and then it opens up the pass game.
Holden, it seems like every time that there's a 50-50 ball, either it's Winstead or C.J. Johnson, What I mean, it feels like you're just kind of throwing it down there, and you know that they're there.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about that connection.
Yeah. So tonight, you know, I was watching. We get cut-ups of the games is how we watch film. So like you'll watch it per formation or per like 2-minute drill or stuff like that. And any extra time I have, I'll kind of, you know, go through and watch full games. And most of the cut-ups are based off of, you know, what offenses kind of like are. So SMU, they played SMU. We had a lot of SMU cut-ups because we kind of run the same offense. And then today in the hotel, obviously 7:30 game, we had a lot of time. We had no cut-ups to the Georgia Tech game just because they're struggling a little bit right now to find themselves offensively. And I clicked on that game, and there was a lot of back shoulder throws there. I saw it, and you know, I'm glad I turned on that game and watched a little bit of that. Had a little bit of free time to watch that. So I knew that there was going to be some back shoulder throws there, and I knew that there was going to be times we could beat them deep. But I mean, anytime you got athletes that I have on the outside, I mean, if I give them a chance, it's like an 80-20 ball. So, yeah.
Colton, can you talk about black uniforms? Is that an old set of uniforms?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So anytime, I mean, blackouts and Daddy Ficklin are sweet. You know, night games and Daddy Ficklin are sweet. And I was talking about the seniors and all that. You know, we talked about, you know, what if obviously this is our last time we're wearing black here, but you know, what if this is the last night game here too? So there was a lot, you know, going into that, and we wanted to protect this. Like I said, you know, before, just leave our legacy here.
All right, one more question.
No more questions.
Congratulations.
Right. Yep. Thanks, guys. Go Pirates.